Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The Lemoore Litchfield Marion Lobos begin their state Class B tournament yesterday in Fargo at Newman Outdoor Field. The Lobos get the big 11-1 win in six innings over the Surrey Mustangs. Corbin Potts, Landon Peel, Tate Mark, Anthony Hansen, and Garrett Hebel all with five hits in the victory. Lemoore will continue their title hopes today when they take on the Langdon area Cardinals. First pitch is at 6:15, and you can hear the call of the game over on our sister station, Q101, streamed online at newsdakota.com or on the Q101 app. In the MLB, the Twins dropped the series finale to the Tigers yesterday in Detroit 3-2. Detroit taking the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning when they would get a two-run go-ahead home run from Daz Cameron to give them the win. Tigers taking 4 out of 5 games in the series with Minnesota. Twins will head on up to Canada tonight to open up a 3-game set with the Blue Jays. First pitch this evening is set for 6:07. Yesterday, the Twins put right-handed pitcher Sonny Gray on the 15-day injured list due to a right pectoral strain. Gray suffered the injury on Sunday against the Royals. Staying with baseball, the Fargo Redhawks cannot complete the sweep over Kane County last night as the Cougars come away with a 7-4 win. Redhawks will stay on the road and start a 3-game series tonight in Milwaukee with the Milkmen. First pitch tonight is set for 6:35. And on the hardwood this weekend, the Minnesota Lynx will be in Brooklyn on Sunday to take on the New York Liberty. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.